Blog Talk Radio.
At 12 o'clock, it's Talking Sports with Mike T. I'm your host, Mike Tramatozzi, here with you to go over everything in the world of sports. Obviously, we are now down to two Monday Night Football games left before the end of Week 1. We can start there. Let's start. We can start in the NFL, or we can start in baseball. Let's start with baseball because I am going to want to spend a lot more time on the NFL. Yesterday, you had a crazy day in baseball. The Orioles and the Indians both lost to the White Sox and Mets, who avoided sweeps. The Rays finally won a game out west, and the Yankees finally won a game against the Red Sox at home after three games of just disaster. Really, there's no other way to say it. You have Rivera blow two saves in four games. They lost the first one. They won yesterday on a wild pitch with two outs, which is crazy if you think about it. Two outs and a wild pitch, and you win the game. But at this point in time, the Yankees have no excuses, and they have to win every game that they can. So they're sitting there a half game back of Baltimore, who, like I said, lost yesterday. They're still 2.5 back of Tampa Bay, who's 7.5 back of the Red Sox, who have pretty much put a stranglehold on the AL East. They do face the Rays for three games, and then they face the Yankees again. So it's possible that they won't, that they're possible that the Rays or somebody can get back in it. But a two-game lead for Tampa Bay in the wild card, and they had a disastrous week out west, losing three straight to Oakland, splitting four with Anaheim, and losing two out of three to Seattle. But a huge win yesterday. Almost in a way, the way the Knicks had that win last year in Utah at the end of a five-game West Coast trip where they got lost the first four games and got pretty much blown out in all four. To win that final game levels it a bit. They did go 3-7 on their West Coast trip, but 3-7 is better than 2-8. They still kept a double game lead. Anytime you won't get too close to one run, could be a problem, or one game can be a problem. So they take a day off, recharge themselves, get some momentum going after that win yesterday in Seattle. Some of those games are going to hurt. You wonder some of these games that the Rays have lost, if they're going to come back and hurt them. The game against Anaheim where they lost a two-run lead in the ninth inning, that game could hurt. But you look at their schedule, Boston and then Minnesota. So obviously you're going to want to try and take two out of three, and then you want to try and take as many from Minnesota as you can because your final games are Texas, Baltimore, the Yankees, and Toronto. So outside of Toronto, those are a division leader in Texas and the Orioles and Yankees, who are right nipping behind them for this wild card. Now, the good thing for the Rays is that they got Matt Moore back on the West Coast. He won one of the games in Anaheim. You got Jeremy Hellickson maybe on track, had 5 1/3 scoreless against Anaheim in the other win. So perhaps they're always going to have an advantage, I think, in pitching. So when you see them going into this three-game set with the Red Sox pitching Price, Cobb, and Hellickson against Buchholz, who's making his return, Dempster, and then Peavy, outside of maybe Hellickson, Peavy, because Hellickson has struggled, Peavy's been pretty good, Dempster has not been great for them. Buchholz was fantastic early on, but he hasn't pitched in months, so you wonder where he's going to be at. As you saw in the series against the Yankees, their middle relief is awful. Trying to get from Tozawa, from starter to Tozawa and Uehara was an adventure against the Yankees. I mean, they had blowouts in every game, and each game, you know, whether it was the Red Sox blew a five-run lead the first game, second game, the Yankees blew a five-run lead, but specifically the Red Sox, their middle relief whether the only guy who really inspired any confidence was Workman, and he actually was the one who lost the game yesterday because of the wild pitch. So you had Thornton was awful. Tozawa struggled on Thursday, but redeemed himself on Saturday. Uehara's Uehara, and they couldn't get Mike Napoli out. Mike Napoli was the hero of the series. His grand slam on Friday, his two home runs on Saturday. He's a great September player, over 300 batting average in September. So he's a guy that when the season gets tight, he plays his best. Now, for the Rays, they have three of the next four series at home before they end on a six-game road trip. They're very, very good at home. They go to Minnesota for three, but Texas is home for four, Baltimore's home for four, Boston's home for three. That's 11 home games, their final 11 home games of the year. The way they've played at home, you would lead to believe that they're going to be okay coming home. Anytime you go out west, it's tough, and you try to get as best as you can. 3-7 is not great, but it's better than, like I said, going 2-8. So you look at the standings, and Tampa Bay, a 44-26 home record, 34-38 on the road. So they're under 500 on the road. So they're a better home team, and you figure 11 on the road at home, 9 on the road. So more of their home games right now than road games. So that should help them. If they can just play 500 on the road, you think that they're going to be in line to get to the playoffs. Baltimore starts a huge series with the Yankees. I think they need to win. They can't split it. I don't think they want to stay a half a game. They get Tillman on the mound in this series, something they didn't get the last time. So you've got Tillman against Sabathia, Gonzalez against Nova, Feldman against Pettit, Chen against Huff. It'll be interesting to see if Huff even makes this start, considering how awful he was on Saturday. Pettit was decent, you know, three runs in six innings on Friday. Obviously, Nova got battered around on Thursday, but before that, he was lights out against the Orioles. So, after losing two straight to Cleveland, they won three in a row against Chicago, lost yesterday 4-2. Bud Norris took the loss. So now they get their best pitcher on the mound in Tillman against Sabathia. This is the game the Orioles, I think, really need to win. Sabathia has struggled with the long ball. They hit a ton of home runs at Camden Yards. They lead the American League in home runs. So you know there's going to be big crowds here for the next four games. It's actually, believe it or not, the second after this, they go on a long, long road trip. They go on a 10-game road trip before they finish with six at home, Toronto and Boston. That Boston series, they play Boston six times in the next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks. So you wonder if they can play 4-2, 5-1 against Boston, and the Rays taking their shots at Boston. They're not, like I said, Boston is not in the realm here. They're in very good shape. Let's not get it twisted. They're in very good shape. But at some times, they tend to maybe play down. Obviously, a couple years ago, much different team, but that collapse in September and then the awful year they had last year. This team seems to have some staying power. Their lineup is tremendous. Baltimore's maybe has more firepower in terms of home runs, but I don't know if anybody works the counts and get your pitch count up like the Red Sox do. They lead the league in pitch a scene. So that's an obvious mark that John Farrell stamped on this team. And guys like Napoli, Johnny Gomes, obviously Ortiz and Pedroia. Ellsbury has had a very good year. He's out now with a foot injury. How long he's out for, who knows. They've built themselves some collateral, though, to be able to maybe withstand a hot streak by Tampa Bay or Baltimore. The Yankees, on the other hand, they have no margin for error. Of these wild card teams, Cleveland's got the easiest schedule because of the division they play in. They're dumb with Detroit for the year. The Yankees, like I said, huge road trip here. Baltimore, Boston, Toronto. Again, another 10-game series, 10-game road trip. They don't play well on the road. They're 4 games under 500 on the road. Then they come home, play 6 games against the Giants and against Tampa Bay before finishing with 3 games in Houston. It'll be interesting to see whether those 3 games in Houston are meaningful. If you lose 3 out of 4 here, I don't know if they will be, because you can't just assume that Tampa Bay is going to continue to lose. Like I said, they're coming home and they're 18 games over 500 at home. So they're a much better home team. The Orioles, you're playing them directly. The Orioles finished with Boston 6 games, but they've got Toronto sprinkled in there. So do the Yankees. But the Yankees just lost 2 out of 3 to Toronto. And now you don't know when Derek Jeter's coming back, because Derek Jeter is now out indefinitely after re-injuring his ankle. So this just disaster wash of a season for Derek Jeter continues. Now you got to start Nunez at third. You don't really have an extra guy to play a lot, unless you want to use David Adams. For the Yankees to get to where they need to go, these next 7 games, I would say the next 10 games, they got to go 7-3. You got to play 700 baseball. You got to play 700 baseball. You won 2 out of 3 against the Orioles. You went 5-1. Against the White Sox and Orioles, but then you went 1-3 against the Red Sox. So, you know, 6-4 is not going to cut it. That's decent, but 6 out of 10, 600 baseball, they didn't lose any ground, but they lost ground in Cleveland and Baltimore. And that's the big problem, is Cleveland and Baltimore still are within striking distance ahead of the Yankees. So the Yankees can worry about Tampa Bay all they want, but if Cleveland and Baltimore get hot too while Tampa Bay struggles, then you're worrying about the wrong team then. And real quickly, Cleveland has Kansas City, and the White Sox. Then they play the Astros, the White Sox, and Twins. I mean, outside of Kansas City, none of those teams are even sniffing 500. So that's a very easy schedule. Even if they struggle against Kansas City, who's playing pretty well, you wonder where Cleveland's going to finish up with a schedule that has so many teams under 500 in it towards the end of the year. So Cleveland, that loss against the Mets hurts, but if they can just win the games against the teams under 500 and just split with Kansas City, I think they have a really good shot at getting that final wild card. Well, we're unfortunately out of time. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. We'll be back next Monday at the same time, and we'll go over everything again in the world of sports, and we'll once again see how wrong I really am when I make these really, I think, educated comments, but we all know that they tend out to be wrong more often than not. So everybody enjoy your week, take care, and I'll see everybody here back at this spot next week.